We bring on VCU assistant basketball coach Jeremy Ballard. Jeremy, I know it must be nice being in Auburn Hills right now, and you're getting ready to play in the second or the third round of the NCAA tournament facing the Michigan Wolverines tomorrow.
Yes, sir. No, we're very excited to be here and be alive for another round. And our guys played really well yesterday, and we're just trying to get prepared for an excellent Michigan team tomorrow.
Talk about this, Coach, VCU and the Big Dance. It seems like they go hand in hand. A couple of years ago, being able to make it all the way to the Final Four, and obviously that's the goal this year as well.
Yeah, well, you know, right now we're really taking it one game at a time. I know it sounds cliche, but, you know, going back to the Final Four run 2 years ago, that's what we did. We focused on the game that was at hand. And we have a bunch of guys now that are focused with you know, each individual opponent and what that might bring. And so we're really just focused on Michigan Wolverines. We were totally focused on Akron Zips going into last night's game, and now we've shifted our focus to Michigan and hoping to get prepared and be ready for these guys tomorrow.
Coach, talk a little bit about your team and who some of your leaders are and the style you play, how you don't really just have one player that's going to go out there every game and get your 30, but you kind of have a balanced team and how you go about that.
Yeah, well, I think when you look at our team, where it's definitely in my time in coaching and playing one of the most unselfish groups that I've ever been a part of, but that is led without question by our senior leader, Darius Diaz, our point guard, and he really makes us go. He's our vocal leader. He's our emotional leader. He's our spiritual leader, and the team really looks to him for guidance, and our other seniors, Troy Daniels, David Hinton, they all do a great job of providing leadership, And on any given night, you know, anybody can step up. Well, with our style of play, there's a lot of possessions, and a lot of guys are going to get open looks, and a lot of guys are going to have opportunities to make big plays defensively. So, you know, from one game to the next, you can see any number of guys hopefully make big plays.
Jeremy, a lot of people here in the state of Arkansas watch VCU basketball, and they see maybe a smaller Arkansas program back in the days of Nolan Richardson. And I understand that Shaka Smart studied Nolan Richardson from just watched game tape after game tape after game tape, studying his style of offense. Is that true? Is that what Coach Smart likes to run, that up and down the court, in-your-face pressure defense, and get the ball in the hole as fast as you can and get back and play even more pressure defense?
Yeah, well, my goodness, I'm here to tell you that Coach Smart could not be a bigger fan of Coach Richardson and of his career and of his style of play, and that goes for the rest of our staff. And as a matter of fact, just last week we pulled up the statistics from the 1994 championship team of Arkansas, and we were just really marveling at how many turnovers they forced, how many steals they got a game, and how many points they scored. And you know, to be compared with those teams is truly an honor, because Coach Richardson was really an innovator and had such great success with those Hogs teams.
Jeremy Ballard, assistant coach of VCU, joins us here. Coach, you've got the scout on Michigan. Arkansas played them tough in Ann Arbor earlier this year. What do you see in the Michigan Wolverines, and what's going to be the biggest challenge tomorrow when you guys take on the Wolverines?
Well, they have arguably the best point guard in the country in Trey Burke. He's an excellent scorer. He's an excellent distributor. He's unselfish. He plays hard. He's strong. He's accustomed to seeing all types of defenses. We're just hoping that our style of play and what we do, what we're hoping it can be successful. But it's going to be a tall order. You know, they're led by Trey Burke, and they have excellent shooters across the board, and they have a wonderful coach and Coach Beilein, and we'll definitely have those guys ready.
Yeah, Coach, watching y'all play a little bit, y'all love that attacking style defense. Now, will you try to attack him, or are there certain players when you go out there you say, maybe we're not going to double-team him as much as if he's a good point guard and double-team some other players, or do you still go out there with the mindset we're going to be aggressive with everybody?
Yeah, well, we try to be aggressive at all times. You know, there are different nuances in each of our presses and each of our pressure attacks that we may try to show them. But you know, our game plan is to always be aggressive and always be attacking. And our guys know that. That's what they've come to expect. And that's when we're at our best.
Coach, what is it with the A-10 this year?
Well, I think, fortunately, I think the country's seen what we saw all year long. It's a very tough league. There's a lot of talent, a lot of good coaching in our league, and a lot of excellent players. And our, right now, you know, I think we're the A-10 is undefeated as of now, and I think LaSalle's up pretty big as we speak. So we're hoping to continue that success in this next round.
Jeremy Ballard, assistant men's basketball coach with the VCU Rams, joins us. Coach, give us a little insight into Shaka Smart. What's he like off the court?
Well, what you see off the court is a lot of what you see on the court. I mean, he's high energy, incredibly enthusiastic, one of the most positive people I've ever been around, and he's just a great person to be around. The energy that comes from him is truly amazing and positive, and he really sets the example, sets the tone for all of us and the way we conduct ourselves and the way that our program is run.
And Coach, do y'all ever try to play the underdog role, or do y'all have the confidence where y'all are going out there and not playing that underdog role? Being from the Atlantic 10, it's a very good basketball conference. I think it's underrated as far as how good the conference is top to bottom. But do y'all feel that like you're an underdog, nothing to lose? Or how do y'all approach that?
This is our first year in the Atlantic 10. So, we took a big step up in leagues coming from the CAA to joining the A-10 in our first year. Fortunately, we've been able to schedule a lot of very good opponents and very respected opponents. And, you know, in a lot of those games, we're looked upon as the underdog. And our guys are definitely aware of that. And I think it plays into our attacking and aggressive mindset.
Jeremy, what would getting to the Sweet 16 for VCU mean this year, besides you get to play again next weekend?
Well, it would mean everything. It would mean extending the careers of our three wonderful seniors who we care so dearly about, and Darius Diaz, Troy Daniels, and David Hinton. It would continue to show these guys that, hey, what we're doing and what we're trying to accomplish, it's worth fighting and working for.
Jeremy, we appreciate it. Thanks so much for the short notice and giving us the time. We really appreciate it, and good luck tomorrow against Michigan there in Auburn Hills.
Okay, thank you all so much.